You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. All right, let's kick things off with something super interesting. Now, I'm sure that you've seen that classic 1968 film, 2001, A Space Odyssey, Stanley Kubrick. All right, you know all about HAL 9000. He's that AI power in the film's protagonist, Dave's spacecraft. He takes Dave's orders, reminds him of his screw-ups, and then, you know, every once in a while, he's like, hey, Dave, I'm just not doing that. Now, the reason why I bring this up is that NASA is now building a ChatGPT-powered AI system that actually works like HAL. It can find the right coordinates to the moon, other planets. It's going to talk to the astronauts on board all the ships. And it's going to take its first mission on the Lunar Gateway, which is going to serve as this outpost orbiting the moon that serves as a way to have some deep space exploration. I mean, this is really crazy stuff. I mean, oh, speaking of, did you hear that the CIA has hired Stanley Kubrick to fake the moon landings? That's right. He was such a perfectionist, he made them film on location. Ah, yeah, I know. You laughed at that one. Hey, brace yourself for a tech knowledge boost, given that every single thing now is a tech-based thing. And for our new listeners, we're excited to have you. For our regulars, great to see you again. Because after all, I'm Kim Komando, America's beloved digital goddess, and you have tapped into the largest, most trusted show about all things digital. You can find us on 420 top radio stations throughout the United States. We're streaming in your favorite radio app. Just look up my last name, Komando, to find it. And you can also enjoy an ad-free podcast or webcast over at komando.com. Just click that big old yellow Komando community button in the top right. And that's right, it's commercial-free. And a special shout-out goes to our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women and the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force in 175 different countries. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is a way to join us. Now, if you need immediate tech support, you're like, I need to fix this right now, Kim Komando. That's where I want you to reach out to my team of tech experts over at getkimshelp.com. Once again, that's getkimshelp.com. And if they don't fix your problem, you don't pay. That's getkimshelp.com. Super affordable, by the way. All right. Every single day, I drop by so many different websites, at least 30, to make sure that you and I are both up to date on what's going on in the tech universe. And here are five things that you need to know that's happening right now. And with our first story, we're going to head over to San Antonio. That's where Air Force veteran Amanda Petzler decided to buy some expensive furniture on Facebook Marketplace through a seller her daughter has suggested, about $4,000 worth of furniture. So here's how it went down. She paid the seller in full, but he said, hey, can you pay through the Cash App? I don't want to do this through Facebook. So Amanda says, oh, okay, I guess that's right. So she expected all of her stuff to arrive in April, but since I'm talking about it, you know, she didn't get it. 4 months go by, she still hasn't received not even a chair. So she got scammed, and she's not the only one. There's been a total surge in searches for Facebook Marketplace scam worldwide. This phrase is up by almost 300%. Wow, people are getting scammed left and right on Facebook Marketplace. So that's why I wanted you to know about this. So here's the deal. If you're going to use it, make sure that you stay on the platform for all your communications. Don't do payments anywhere else. And also, do a little detective work. Look up the seller's name and scam on Google. I mean, don't pay until you get the goods either. I mean, you know, just don't send somebody money and say, oh, do you think you're going to be delivering it someday soon? No. Don't do that. All right. Number two in our list of five things is Costco is changing. Okay. Who hasn't gone to Costco to buy, yes, those large quantities of toilet paper and that rotisserie chicken? Or how about the biggest teddy bear that you've ever seen? Well, to get that stuff, you have to pay, right? You have to be a member of Costco. Well, it turns out, much like Netflix and that passwords, is that a lot of people are sharing their Costco membership IDs with each other. And Netflix has kind of paved the way, and they are just doing going gangbusters in getting new folks to subscribe to Netflix. I'm going to tell you about that in just a second. So here's what's happening. When you go to Costco, you're going to have to show your real ID at the door alongside your Costco ID, or you're not allowed in. I'm talking about your driver license and your Costco ID. Because Netflix, as I mentioned, they just hit a home run. On May 26th and 27th, right after Netflix dropped the bombshell on all of us that, hey, you're not allowed to share your Netflix password anymore, the streaming service got almost 100,000 signups. Oh my gosh, on each of those 2 days. And that number just keeps going up. You know, I went to Costco last weekend with my friend Jason. And this is so, he's a funny guy. So as we were walking around, he looked at me and, you know, I've known Jason for a long time. And he had that look on his face like, I'm going to say something, Kim, that is just so profound, which he actually did. I bust up laughing. So he looked at me with that face and he says, you know, Kim, Costco is a lot like my ex. And I said, how could that be? He says, well, like her, they give free samples to everyone. It's like, ooh, that's bad. Number three in our list of five things you won a little bit. Have you ever entered a publisher's clearinghouse contest online? Well, maybe you did actually win because you're going to get part of a payout, $18.5 million. The FTC is a settlement that's because they say Publishers Clearinghouse is deceptive. Okay, I wonder if you get the money that they're going to come with a big check and knock on your door with their TV crew. I don't think so. The FTC says that Publishers Clearinghouse was using dark patterns to trick consumers. They made you believe that if you wanted to enter all those sweepstakes and actually win, is that maybe you had to buy a few magazines or something else along the way. Now, PCH has an official form on their website that if you clicked, that you would get this barrage of ads and pop-ups and sales pitches. And so then also you'd get something in your email like at stake, just one order is all it takes. So the FTC is going to be posting how you can claim your share soon. They haven't quite done that yet. Next on our list at number four is Facebook Messenger. Yes, after 19 years in business, Meta, of course, the owners of Facebook and Instagram, they decided that maybe we should do our part to help protect the teens that are on our service. Well, I'm sure this has something to do with that scathing report from the Wall Street Journal about how pedophiles are using Instagram to target and groom children and share kiddie porn. And so Meta has decided that, okay, maybe we'll actually do something. On Facebook, that's where they're going to start. And also on Instagram DMs. And so now you can see how much time your teen is spending on Facebook Messenger and on Instagram. You can get updates on any changes made to their contact list, privacy settings. You can review and manage who they can message. As a teenager, friends, friends of friends, nobody at all. Those are your options. But again, it just shows to show you how out of touch that Meta really is because the kids are not on Facebook. Okay. Okay. They're on Instagram, but they're on everywhere else but Facebook. And finally, this coming in at number five, the best things to sell on eBay. So let's say if you have some worn out Levi's in your closet, or how about a bucket of coins? Okay. eBay. There's a website called self.inc. They decided to do a deep dive into the best sellers on eBay. They analyzed 17 million online sales. And guess what the top seller is? Anybody? Anybody? It's books. That's right. People like to read. Who knew? Books racked up 2.8 million sales in 90 days alone. Next, card games, DVDs, and comic books. Collectible U.S. coins. That's what you're going to get the most money on. The worst sellers, vintage, antique jewelry. Only 4.7% of listed items were in that category that had any type of takers. And again, if you got stuff laying around your house, I actually wrote about this in one of our newsletters this past week. We have the list posted also over at commando.com, but it's time for you to clean out and declutter, okay? And maybe you can make some money on eBay. And speaking of eBay, I just put my vacuum cleaner on eBay because it was just collecting dust. Ooh, yeah, that was a good one. All right, coming up, we have our money tip, and we're talking about some hidden Google Maps features that will save you time and money. Also, we have some ways that you can use tech to make your bike difficult to steal. And of course, we have all of your phone calls that you don't want to miss here on The Kim Komando Show.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to LibsynAds.com now. That's LibsynAds.com.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And if you're just too shy to come on a big-time radio show, I get that. You can always drop me your question over on the website at commando.com and just hit that link that says email Kim. And while you're there, make sure that you sign up for our free newsletters, because every single day, about less than 5 minutes, that's all it takes, is that I'm going to bring you up to date on everything that's going on. I get up early every morning just to make sure that I'm up to date and you're up to date, and not just with the show, but also in our newsletters. So make sure that you just hit that button that says free newsletters too. All right, so let me tell you about Shreya Dada. She's a successful tech exec. She went online to find a relationship like so many people do after her divorce. Then she thought she found the guy on Hinge. And she started chatting with him. He was a good-looking wine trader from France. Of course he is. So, Shreya, what was your life like before you met Ansel?
It was pretty good, actually. it was much better, clearly. Settled in an apartment in Philadelphia, and that was my big restart after divorce. And that was around that time I started to get back into the world of online dating.
And then what attracted you to Ansel?
His profile was that of a good-looking guy, but he was a believably good-looking guy. So I didn't think too much of it. What really attracted me was the fact that he came in saying that he was only looking for a serious long-term relationship.
Now, you did video chats with him.
You know, to me, when you do a video chat, a person is real. But I understood later that those were deep fake videos. And the story he gave me was he's really shy. So he did the video chats were quick. There were phone calls, and most of our interaction was on text. But the videos are very reassuring because it was definitely him and his dog, and it completely matched everything he was telling me, but they were short. And he always had a good reason for it, that, you know, why it had to be short. Yeah. So he presented himself to be a well-to-do person who was ready to retire in 2 years. And he had made all this money from crypto trading, and he was going to teach me. And it's not like I gave him money. He was like, you'll invest with your own money in your own account. But the account was a link he sent me, and that was a mirror app. So I thought this whole time that I was trading with my own money in SoFi's crypto trading platform, but that was the fake, you know? So it was cleverly interwoven into this romance about two people meeting together and planning a future together, and just, you know, him helping me so that I too could retire earlier and travel and do all those things that I'd been putting off, thinking it's simply not in the horizon for someone like me who probably has to work till 65.
So were you making money initially in the crypto investment? And how much money did you put in the beginning?
So I started really small. To earn my trust, the first thing I put in was $1,000, and $1,000 became $1,250, and then I put $5,000, that became $8,000. And the first couple of transactions I was able to do from my bank to Coinbase to convert it into crypto, and from Coinbase into this SoFi fake crypto trading platform, and also have it move back to my bank account. I thought that was very legitimate, because why else would all these financial institutions, you know, let this through? But that's how they gain your trust too. There is something to be said for crypto deregulated world simply not being able to catch these things. The $450,000 I lost in this fake SoFi platform was over a period of time, it had grown to $1 million.
Yeah. I'm sorry, say that again. So what? The $450,000
was almost $990,000 in this fake SoFi account.
Oh, wow. That's
over a period of time. And, you know, he would set up these sessions with me where we would just trade, and he would tell me what trades to make, and he would make the same. And it would felt like such a high. I felt like my real money was growing.
But this was all fake. It was all fake.
Yeah, it was a very well done fake with perfect branding, customer service, legit. Like, you know, I've used trading platforms before. I could not suspect just by the look and feel of it that it was not real.
When did you find out that it wasn't real?
I wanted to withdraw the money, and the platform asked for a 10% fee. And at that point, I got suspicious. And then I contacted my brother, who said, yeah, that's very suspicious. SoFi is asking for that. That's not likely. And then we called SoFi, the actual bank, and they said, no, this is not them. This is a fake account. And then I did a reverse image search on all the pictures and videos he had sent me. Turns out these pictures belong to another public Instagram account of some guy in Germany.
You know, it's hard when you go through a situation like this. I went through not a financial scam, but I went through something where somebody who I trusted did wrong by me, and I needed to get a lawyer involved. And one day I was driving down the street here in Phoenix, Arizona, and I called my lawyer and I said, I am so angry that I trusted this person. I'm so angry that I got taken this way. And the lawyer told me, don't let that change you, because you are who you are and everybody loves you because of the way that you are, and you cannot let that situation harden you. Just passing some little words of wisdom along.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate it. I'm trying to not be a cynic. I'm trying to hold on to, it's not a crime to trust and hope for the best and be positive. It's a crime to scam a person.
Correct.
So I know I shouldn't let go of the person I was completely, but it broke my spirit in a way.
Sure. It's devastating. Were you able to get any help from any of the authorities?
Actually, no. And this is one of the most heartbreaking things, because legally what happened to me is fraud and theft. But because of the nature of pig butchering, I have no recourse and no protection as a fraud and theft victim. So the only people who can help me are FBI and Secret Service, and they are inundated with similar cases. This pig butchering crime isn't new. It's been going on for last 2 years, and the country has lost billions to this type of scam.
Well, you know what? Thank you for telling your story. I appreciate you coming on with us. I'm sorry that you went through this, but I can look at you. I can see your face. You're a strong woman. You are. And you got a beautiful smile. You do. And that person is out there. Sure, they are.
I hope you're right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
Wow, $450,000 she lost in 3 months. Incredible, isn't it? Hey, if you know anybody who's dating online, you really need to share that story with them. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about VHS tapes. Yeah, I know you have them laying around, but I hate to tell you this, these tapes, they don't last forever, right? They last anywhere between 10 to 30 years. So that's why I want to make sure that you preserve all your precious family memories. Now, you can transfer your VHS tapes to a digital format. It's super easy to do. You just go on Amazon, you can buy a VHS to DVD converter. And it has a VHS player on one side and a DVD recorder on the other. Now, there's also services that will do this conversion, but I want to talk just about this converter. That, this is old technology going to old technology, right? VHS to DVD. So I'm not a big proponent of this. That's why I really recommend that you use a service like Legacy Box, Southtree, iMemories, because they make it easy for you to get all your memories off of your VHS tapes. You just send them the tapes, they put them up in the cloud, and then they mail you the tapes back just in case you want them. Now, if you do have these tapes laying around, I want to make sure that you're going to store them in a cool, dry place away from sunlight and humidity. So this way, maybe they'll last just a little bit longer. If you need more information about this, you want to try that converter, we have links over on the website at commando.com. Stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls and more fun coming up that you don't want to miss on The Kim Komando Show.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Okay, it's time for what I like to call, is this person wrong or is this person right? It's a little contest that we do every single week here on The Kim Komando Show. And this week it's brought to us by NetSuite. Whether your business generates millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, take advantage of NetSuite's special financing offer today. Hey, listen up. If you're using QuickBooks, you need to really check this out. Get no payments or interest for 6 months by heading to netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim. All right. There's a widely popular Reddit forum called Am I the A-Hole? And it's a place on the internet where people share their deepest, darkest secrets. And they talk about something that's happening in their lives, and they're not sure about whether they're right or wrong. So they ask everybody on the internet, am I right or wrong? And then people comment on it. And some of the comments are in the thousands or even tens of thousands. I think I mentioned it's really, really crazy popular. Well, once a week here on the Kim Komando Show, I present you, the home listener, and a very special guest contestant, a situation that's been written up in this Reddit forum, Am I the A-Hole? And then it's up to you to decide whether they are or not. So to add to the excitement, our contestant is competing for the ultimate grand prize. That's right. It's a Kim Komando Show fanny pack. That's right. It's a Kim Komando Show fanny pack. And so many people say, how can I get a Kim Komando Show fanny pack? Super easy. Go to kimkomando.etsy.com. Once again, that's kimkomando.etsy.com. But nope, Jeff is here from Grants Pass, Oregon. And oh, I know you want to win one, right, Jeff?
I do.
Okay. What do you do there?
I'm actually a kitchen manager. I used to be a chef for about 30 years. Now I run a kitchen.
Oh, awesome.
Correctional facility.
So what do you think about the robots that are flipping burgers and stuff like that?
Well, other than the fact that it takes jobs away, you won't have a lazy employee, I guess, unless the power goes out.
Yeah. Then of course, then we're not having the burgers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to present you this story. And this one's kind of long. I'm going to shorten it up as much as I can. And then at the end, you have to tell me, the woman's asking, am I the a-hole or not? And here it goes. I live in an urban U.S. city, notorious for being in a seedy part of town. I found an apartment in an affordable neighborhood, but it didn't take me long to realize that the building's security is a joke. Multiple people have died in the building. Now, I'm pregnant. And we're 8 days from moving, but we installed a Ring doorbell camera when we first got into this building, because we thought we were being targeted for a break-in or a push-in. Yesterday, new tenants moved in across from us. Within an hour moving in, they knocked on our front door and said, you need to take down your Ring video doorbell camera because your front door and our front doors are looking at each other, and that camera is an invasion of my privacy. I refused, saying there's high crime in this area in the building. And I mentioned that one of the reasons we had it so we could turn the footage to the police if anything were to happen at an apartment or within view of the camera. Well, that's when my new neighbors across the way started to become even more insistent that we take down the Ring video doorbell camera. So again, she says, I refuse. She spoke to a friend who lives in the building, and she said, since we're moving out in a week, just take down the camera. This way you can avoid an argument. Now, she's saying maybe I should take it down to avoid the unnecessary drama this close to the move, but I also am thinking about my family's safety. So, am I the a-hole for refusing to take down my Ring video doorbell camera so that my new neighbors are not upset at me? What do you think?
I think 100% not.
Keep the Ring doorbell up.
I would keep it up. I mean, are they trying to hide something? I could understand maybe if it showed into their bedroom or something private, but if it's just front door to front door, no.
Okay.
I think she's absolutely fine.
And let's see what the internet said. That's right. She is not the a-hole. As a matter of fact, all the comments pretty much say the same thing. When one woman said, their entitled selves must have something to hide. Why would they instantly have a problem with a security video camera? Then they have the kahunas to come over and tell you what to do with your camera. Ask them what they're doing. And she says, they must be shady. And so, yes, you know what?
Yep.
You got the answer right. So you got an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. Oh, priceless. I know.
Awesome.
Hey, so how can I help you out?
Okay, so I have teenage kids that do lots of sports, and they like to go over videotape to see how they played. And I would like a video recorder to be able to record their football, baseball and softball games to go over how they played. I got a GoPro 9 that doesn't have the options, doesn't. Unless I'm not tech savvy, it doesn't work for me. So I want a camera that I can record up to about 4 hours. Would love the option to be able to pause it and keep going so it's one stream with just, like it clicks. Because if I try and use my phone, every time you stop it, it's basically another video and I have to combine them all. So I don't want to have to go through all that kind of stuff. So I want to be able to record up to 4 hours of a game with the ability to pause it either through a phone app or a remote to, you know, condense it so you're not watching a three-hour baseball game. You can actually watch a baseball game because you can stop when timeouts and all that stuff.
Yeah, I get that. Well, let's talk about the GoPro 9. Okay, it's, you know, it's fairly old, you know. Anything more than a year old or two, now it's almost going to be 3 years old because I released that in September of 2020. You know, like you mentioned a point, maybe you're not using it right. The GoPro is actually a pretty darn good camera. You know, it does, I think this one even was doing 5K at that point. You know, one thing that you might want to look at, before, and we're going to talk about a couple of options, okay? What you can do is modify the GoPro 9 for your needs. And what that means is that if you want 4 hours, that you're going to put, pair it with a portable battery. And then the GoPro, you can actually put an ultra wide 155 degree field of view lens on this. And so this way you would have that full, so you can get the whole baseball field if that's what you want, instead of just getting like just half of it or just, you know, three quarters of it. So that may be one idea. So that's, you know, an option for you. The other thing you could do, and if you want, and if it's not going to be a pain in the neck for you to do, is to just get a good old fashioned video camera or put your phone right on a tripod and you could just let that bad boy run. And if you have a fairly decent phone, is that you're able to, you know, you'd be able to get pretty much, if not that capability that you have in the GoPro, but it may be more familiar to you than trying to manage a couple of gadgets on the outside. Now, the that field of view wide-angle lens that I mentioned that you could put on a GoPro, you know, they a lot of people don't realize that they have similar lenses for your phones. So what kind of phone do you have?
An iPhone 13.
Okay, well, with an iPhone 13, you've got a fabulous camera, and then you can put a wide-angle lens on that and then put that on a tripod, and then you're not messing around with a GoPro and then a battery pack and then a wide angle lens. And especially, you know, what happens too with tech is that, and you may be, this may be happening to you too, is that this, you're trying to use a GoPro that's, it's kind of old right now compared to what you, what you have on your iPhone 13 that is better technology. And so when you go to look at the GoPro, and you're thinking, wow, I'm just fumbling through all this, right? And this is this is stupid when I can do this with my phone and it should, I'm looking for something that would be just as good as that. So maybe we you skip the GoPro and don't spend $100 on that wide angle lens and then $50 for an anchor battery, whatever it may be, is that you get a nice wide-angle lens for your iPhone and a tripod and just put that bad boy right out and then you record the whole thing. And then you have the flexibility of knowing how it works, put it in iCloud. You can edit it really easy in iMovie and iPhoto. So you can, then you can zoom in on certain aspects. Now, if that's not an option for you, then you're really looking at getting yourself a good old-fashioned video camera or DSLR that does video that would give you that that option, because the GoPro is good for, it is good for sports, 100%. It is, absolutely. It's good for activities. Is it the best tool to capture the kids' games just sitting there? Probably not. And that's where I'm going to defer back to saying, I would use an iPhone, I put a wide-angle lens on it, maybe put a attach a battery to it and a tripod and say, here we go, kids, this is what we're going to use. And because they're probably all on ice stuff as well, is that they would also be intricately involved in editing and putting all that stuff together too. So Jeff, not only did you just win a great fanny pack, but you got great advice. And if you need help picking out any of those wide angle lens for your iPhone 13, just know I'm always here for you. And thank you for your call and congrats on the big win. Hey, I talked about this on my podcast, speaking of baseball, Kim Komando today, the other day. Major League Baseball is now scouting players with artificial intelligence. How are they doing this? They're actually using two iPhone cameras where they're watching baseball players at a game. And from there, the AI takes a look at the player's movements. Does he swing? Does he catch? Takes it all that into consideration. I mean, this is so much more advanced than the old scouting motion sensor kits and everything else that was going on. Just two iPhones. Amazing stuff. All right, here's the deal. Google Maps, it can save you time and money. And so let's go through some of the ways it can do that real quickly. First of all, plan ahead and save on gas. That's right. Google Maps can help you plan a trip, taking in predicted traffic, routes, and road conditions along the way. I use this all the time I drive into Los Angeles because I can say, this is the time I want to be in LA. So when should I actually leave my house in Santa Barbara so that I get there? And if you have never tried it, you really ought to. Number two on our list, you can quickly check gas prices. A lot of people don't realize this, is that if you open Google Maps and tap gas right under the search bar, you can see nearby gas stations and prices right on the map. Next on our list, you can find a place to charge your EV, and it also gives you the estimated wait times for a charging port. Super handy. A lot of people don't realize this. Number four on our list of five things is that if you open Google Maps and tap restaurants at the top, you're going to see a list of restaurants, of course, or you can search for a restaurant. But what you may not know is that you can reserve a table or you can join a wait list if the option is offered right there from within Google Maps, so you don't have to go over to OpenTable or something like that. And finally, number five, whether you're sightseeing or stopping for gas, wouldn't it be nice if the area is crowded before you go? That's right. Google Maps, it highlights when an area is near its busiest, and you just tap on the busy area label, brings up this chart that shows you how busy it is at different times of day, along with restaurants and shops, museums, and things like that. So for a list of all these, make sure that you just head over to commando.com. And then there's that button right there at the top that says show picks. Again, that's commando.com and show picks. Still to come, we have more of your calls, as well as ways that you can make your bike more difficult to steal by using the right technology here on the Kim Komando Show.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
All right. I don't know if you guys and gals have realized this, but I have opened my own Etsy store. Head over to kimcomando.etsy.com. And we've got a lot of show merch and some fun t-shirts. Again, that's kimcomando.etsy.com. Jake in Benton, Illinois.
All right. Great to be here. Thank you for taking my call, Kim. Big fan. My wife and I are looking for a better baby monitor system than what we have now. So what we have now is just a basic two-camera system that connects with its own monitor to show video and audio. But the range is so small, or so weak, I guess, that it's hard to really go outside the house and get a good signal where you'd actually want to utilize the monitor.
Oh, I see.
So, and it also interacts with our Wi-Fi signal. And if that monitor happens to be anywhere close to a internet-using device, then it makes the internet, our Wi-Fi signal interferes with that and makes it stop working.
Okay. Well, so much for monitoring the kids, right? Okay. So everything looks great. It's just a little hazy and it goes on and off. But other than that, they're fine. They're just good.
Yeah.
They're good. Well, here's the deal is that, you know, the good news is that Amazon sells everything in the world, right?
Yes.
Is that they have a camera that's made by a company called Hello Baby. It's not very expensive, but what's nice is that it doesn't use Wi-Fi at all. It uses its own frequency. And it gives you all the ability to carry that little monitor with you. And it goes out to as far as a little bit, they say around 1,000 feet. But of course, your mileage may vary, Jake, because mine always does. So, but if you can get close to 1,000 feet, I'm pretty happy for it. It has like 355 degrees. It zooms up to 2x. So you should have a clear view of what's going on in there. And it looks, you know, from the images that I saw, it looks like it works pretty good. The display is 3.2 inches. And we'll send you a link to this. It tilts 120 degrees. You shouldn't be running into those issues with the Wi-Fi. Is the monitor that you're using right now, is it fairly old?
It's only a couple years old.
Oh, that shouldn't be bad.
Have now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have decent Wi-Fi past 1,000 feet?
No, we don't.
Okay.
There could be. I mean, we would have extra Wi-Fi in additional buildings within the property, but not from a single source outside of 1,000 feet.
Okay. Well, you know what? Then, because I was thinking about maybe there was another solution with even just using Nest cams, if you were. Because then you could just take a look on your phone and then you'd get alerts, you know, when anybody was moving in the baby's room. You have two-way audio and it gives you some other features other than just a quick take a look. Let's see how the babies are doing. And so we'll send you a link out to this. So hang on the line. And it's called the Hello Baby Monitor. It has cameras and audio and all that other good stuff. And again, that's what it's made for, is if you don't have decent Wi-Fi, but you still want to be able to see what's happening inside the baby's room or other places. So, Jake, thank you for your call today. I appreciate you getting through. All right. Bikes are not cheap, and I don't want yours to get stolen, especially if you have an electric bike. Boy, some of them are so pricey. They're like $5,000 to $7,000. Crazy stuff. So if you love your bike, here's what you need to do to keep it safe. Number one, get a smart lock. No keys or combinations. You unlock it straight from your phone. You pair it using Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. And then if anyone tries to steal your bike, you're going to get an SOS alert. Of course, there are GPS trackers. I have an AirTag hidden in my bike. And so you can hide one in your bike's frame, wheel, or seat. And this way you'll be able to keep an eye on your bike all the time right from your phone. AirTags, of course, they're good if you are, say, in the Apple ecosystem. If you're on Android, you're going to want to look at the Tile trackers. And don't forget bike alarm systems. You just stick one of these right on your bike, and then if any thief tries their luck, it's going to set off this huge alarm. So again, you want to get a smart lock, you know, AirTag, or take a look at these bike alarm systems. All right, if you learned one thing, what I want you to do is tell three friends about the Kim Komando Show and the Kim Komando Today podcast, because let's just face it, everyone needs more tech smarts, and knowledge is power, and you can find me 24/7 at the site. That's komando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.